You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Welcome back to the Gillette Health Podcast. Today we are answering the highly anticipated question of, does creatine cause hair loss? So this is something people ask all the time, claim all the time. I started creatine and now my hair is shedding. Did the creatine do it? And there's now been a new study that came out looking at creatine, testosterone levels, DHT levels, and actually photos of people's scalps to see was the hair thinning or not. So props to the authors for exploring this. And I suppose you could call this a replication study, because they did have that one small study forever ago that showed an increase in DHT.
Yep.
And maybe we jump right to the cut there. I mean, there's no increase in DHT that was seen with this study with creatine supplementation over a 12-week time period. So, you know, I think we can conclusively say that creatine doesn't increase DHT. But I don't know if 12 weeks is long enough for someone to know if X compound or change is causing hair loss. Like, if somebody starts TRT and you look at their hair 12 weeks later, are they going to have less hair 12 weeks later? Like, are you going to be able to even measure that, even though TRT does speed up hair loss?
No, you're not. In fact, if you have a lot of unhealthy hairs in evagen phase, which is the phase after telogen phase, then perhaps you shed a lot of those unhealthy hairs. The stem cell is still there, and you have new healthy hairs ready to come through, but they have not started to come through, so you don't detect them any. Even if you do, pictures and analysis of hair density and thickness and quality, this really needs to be at least a six-month study, if not longer, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, if we're looking at, like, just being thorough hair regrowth, I mean, you can see that in 12 weeks in some of the studies on average, but hair loss is a much slower process. Mm-hmm. It's sort of insidious and people don't really notice it until they've lost a significant amount, and you're going to have some fluctuation. So yeah, if you take creatine for 3 months, you probably won't see a loss in hair net, but the question is, are there some people who are sensitive to it? Maybe it's doing something else, call it they're over-methylating, and for whatever reason that puts extra stress in the follicle and they're going to shed hairs, or that sort of process of anagen is going to be disrupted and they're in a constant shedding cycle.
Doesn't creatine help with methylation?
Yeah, I said over-methylation.
Over-methylating.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just overstressed.
Functional medicine people will tell you over-methylation is not a thing. Take all the methylation supplements all the time.
Yeah. I mean, if you did a study like this, even just for 12 weeks, and you gave people minoxidil versus placebo, would you see a difference? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people are saying creatine causes the hair loss because it's the opposite of minoxidil sulfate. I think people are saying creatine causes hair loss because it increases testosterone, DHT. That's why the authors checked a DHT, of which there is no change in 12 weeks. And that's why they checked a testosterone, of which both groups had pretty radical and crazy changes. But these levels don't make any sense if you look at free testosterone versus total testosterone. There was no SHBG checked. And the levels just don't make sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, this would have been, I would say, a pretty solid study if they threw out the testosterone. Like, if they didn't even measure testosterone and measure the DHT only. So, yep, this didn't increase, you know, decrease DHT.
And SHBG.
Even if you don't check SHBG, don't check testosterone, it would have been a better study at answering this question surrounding hair loss.
Yeah.
Because of these variations in testosterone, like you're talking about, like everyone started with a, you know, testosterone level baseline of around 300 nanogram per deciliter and supposedly a free testosterone of about 2 nanogram per deciliter. The authors didn't pick up the picogram per ml unit error that's on, presumably this is a LabCorp report.
Yeah, if you look at this free testosterone assay, it says PG over ML, and that is a factor of 10 different from nanograms per deciliter.
Yeah.
So these are exceptionally low free testosterone levels, and free testosterone also went down. So unless your SHBG went up a ton, you would not expect testosterone to go up significantly by hundreds of points and free testosterone to go down at the same time.
And that's a significant drop. I mean, that is probably, you know, a 60%, 70% drop in free testosterone during this study.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the total testosterone, I mean, it looks like almost a 250-point increase for the placebo group. So taking real creatine increases your testosterone about, what's that, maybe 150 points? But taking placebo creatine increases it 250 points or will double your testosterone practically. So that just it kind of throws a wrench in everything because the data just – I think it just speaks to the poor hormone assays. I assume these are just the cheapest ones they could get through LabCorp. They're probably not mass spectrometry.
Yeah, that's a good summary. And there's really not a ton more to talk about with this study. One of the authors – Dr. Grant Tinsley is a friend of mine and has been since elementary school or something crazy like that. So I did mention him, and he let whatever the author know for future study, or maybe they still have this cohort and they're going to study them and post the results 6 months out or a year out. I think that would be fantastic to look at, and not even just necessarily the number of follicles, but have they miniaturized a year from now, creatine versus placebo. That being said, in this, if you look at the pre-treatment testosterone levels and the pre-treatment DHT levels, the placebo group has suspiciously a lot of scatter points, a little bit higher on the end for testosterone, but more of them a little bit on the lower end for DHT. So I would like to look at the pre-treatment characteristics for these placebo and creatine groups a bit closer.
Yeah. I mean, you look at one of the free testosterone data points there, and there's a couple of them that are clustered up around a free T of 40, whereas that range usually tops out like 20, maybe 26 on some of the reference ranges. And you think to yourself, yeah, that's a reasonable value if you're like author on this paper or doing the peer review. You know, that to me is a little bit suspicious, but I guess my opinion, so you know, people are going to come and they want to know, what do we think about creatine and hair loss?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it causes hair loss for most people, but I think some people are sensitive to it, just like medications. So you take something like sleeping medication like trazodone, right? Hair loss is going to be listed as a side effect. Is it related? Probably not for most people, but some people are going to have a different reaction than other people will. I think it's a small percentage. I would say maybe 1% or less of people would have hair loss from creatine.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. And there are alternatives to creatine. People act like there's not. Certainly, if you're looking for the methylation benefit, then something like a TMG, which is trimethylglycine, could be reasonable. If you're looking for a training benefit, staying better hydrated and increasing protein in the diet can make up, you know, some of that difference. Maybe even something like a hydroxybutyrate can help as well.
I was going to say the alternative is TRT, but it also makes you lose your hair. So
yeah,
that's a joke. So make sure the sarcasm counter goes off there.
Yeah. Even when it comes to hormone optimization, creatine increasing testosterone and DHT, the lower your testosterone and the lower your DHT, and I would say the lower the amount of protein in your diet, I think that creatine is more likely to help some people with testosterone optimization. But like any other testosterone optimizing supplement or herb, it's not going to help everyone or even the average person in a healthy population.
Oh, yeah. I would say you could certainly associate creatine supplementation with higher testosterone and higher DHT. And maybe that's just a healthy user bias because people who take creatine are probably taking it for muscle gain, exercise performance. Although now more people are taking it for cognitive reasons or methylation support as more data has come out.
Yeah. Maybe that's part of the reason why the placebo group had their testosterone increase so much. They thought they were on creatine, so they exercised more.
Yeah. You could certainly make the case for that. You know, they tell people not to change their diet, not to change the behavior, but, you know, the Hawthorne effect is it's a funny thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you again to the authors of this paper, and thank you for publishing results that also may or may not make sense. If you test it, it's wonderful that they published it. So, with any other points or questions, please comment below, and we will comment on it. And if there's any other future videos on creatine and hair loss, we will certainly comment.
Yeah. So let us know if creatine made you lose your hair or not. And as always, thank you for watching. Thank you for your time. May God bless you with health and happiness.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.